on back on July 3rd, where, you know, it was a chance for Raptors to win and to clinch the playoffs. Fondalak came in and won 6-2. And then you take it to July 14th, where the Dock Spiders were, in a way, where they look at it and say, hey, we can come out and we can beat the Raptors. And they certainly did. They won 2-1. Mason Weckler had a big part in that. The Raptors, the last time these two teams played, though, was July the 15th. And it was a game which the Raptors were down 1-0. Then they go up 4-1. Then there was a rain delay that game. And then out of the rain delay, the Dock Spiders just came alive. Five unanswered runs. They went up 6-4. Raptors had to respond. They certainly did. They got their four unanswered, so they won that game 8-6. A really back-and-forth game that was. So when Fond du Lac comes here to Witterfield, they always pose a tough threat for the Raptors. Raptors back at Herb Baker Field, they're 4-1. The Raptors basically own that field, specifically here in this season. So Fond du Lac, though, you know, coming here, they have a bit of a chip on their shoulder. They're looking to get back to winning ways. They had a three-game win streak prior to yesterday. They won five of their past six. Raptors shut that down immediately. So Wisconsin Rapids and Fond du Lac in about 4 minutes. So we can see how, you know, these teams get going. It's going to be an interesting thing because the Raptors, if they can find a win, they can get back to 500. You would put Fond du Lac below them in the standings because the Dock Spiders 10-10, Raptors 9-10. They just are a half game above them because they had a rescheduled game from the first half for the air quality here to the second half. So that's where that extra game comes from. And they have guys that really can step in and make an appearance and step up. Like Travis Strickler, one of those guys, batted a 317, 17 RBIs. But yesterday for the Dock Spiders, it was a lot of leadoff singles. It was times when, you know, there was two outs as well with a single. They didn't really get up, and they didn't have those timely hits where runners were on second or possibly third and get guys home. So Fond du Lac is looking to switch that today. Raptors and the Dock Spiders, obviously that game last night ended a bit late, and then, you know, they came back here, and Fond du Lac had to drive, get up early this morning to get here to Witter Field. So an early start for these two teams, and Wisconsin Rapids, you know, for them, I think it's a big thing of getting your pitching back to where it needs to be. Johnny Ancervitz, one of those guys that can help, but it will be also a key for him to start in this starter role. We haven't seen him there this season, so how does he adjust, adapt? How does he, you know, work in his command? Because a guy that comes in as a reliever role, really in the 7th, 8th, possibly 9th inning, as I said earlier, only 9 of 13 games he's appeared in, he's each pitched an inning. So this Raptors team, though, they're getting back to their ERA, which they're tied for first with Kalamazoo. They have a 3.73 ERA. They're fourth in the league, though, in strikeouts. They strike out a lot with 453. So they're also, as well, they're second in the least amount of errors and also second in double plays. Their fielding percentage is .973, which is third overall in the league. So they have a great fielding percentage, and they're a team that is very good on the defensive side of the ball. So Raptors and the Dock Spiders here. Wisconsin Rapids on the third baseline, getting ready for the national anthem. Dock Spiders on their first baseline. So, you know, we can see how these teams, you know, get going, and we'll see that, hey, you look at it, you can win today. You go have a three-game win streak going into the All-Star break. So this would be a big momentum boost for this team because after that, there's 16 games to go after that. So then that's when, you know, they didn't clinch the first half playoffs. Green Bay right now starting to play a lot better. They have four games in a row that they've won. So then it comes down to if Green Bay does well and Green Bay goes and actually wins this side in the second half, then it would come down to overall record, which the Raptors have the tied for second best overall record with the Woodchucks. So them and Wausau really going toe-to-toe. Wausau a game last night, which they didn't win, and so we'll take a quick step aside here for the national anthem coming up here shortly on WFHR.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here inside Witterfield as Johnny Ancerovitz getting warm right now in Wisconsin Rapids. You know, for them, again, you just look at this and say, hey, can we start well? And when they're a team that does very well when they get first ahead in the score, because when they strike first, it's hard for other teams to come back against them. But the Dockspiders are a resilient group, 2-2 here at Witterfield this season. So they've had, you know, some success, and you know, they're a team that's really shut out the Rafters when the Dockspiders have played here. When the Rafters and the Dockspiders have played here at Witterfield, the Rafters in two games they've lost, three combined runs. So that right there shows you, if we get a low-scoring affair, Fond du Lac is prone to take the game. So we'll see how that gets going as Connor Cooney will be leading off. Cooney, Gorman, and Strickler. And yesterday, Connor Cooney didn't have a great day. He went 0-for-4, two strikeouts. So Ancerovitz, the right-hander, a big start for him, making his first start all season. The Notre Dame College product from Ashtabula, Ohio. And a guy that previously attended Mercyhurst University. He participated in baseball, basketball, and football for Lakeside High School. Was a first team all-county for baseball and football. So he's a great athlete. Works a lot of fastballs in. He can go to the curve at times. But he's got a really good arm. So Cooney batting a 250, 43 hits for him and 20 RBIs. So the center fielder out of the College of Holy Cross. Here will set in, and Ancerovitz fires right down the plate and sees a strike on the first delivery of the game, 0-1. So Cooney with a home run. The leadoff hitter didn't have a great day yesterday as he fouls his left side, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. No two count. And he's got 29 runs as well. So Ancerovitz has done well to get ahead in this count early. The 0-2 to Cooney. Swing and a miss. Ancerovitz, first batter. He strikes him out. So three pitches and three strikes. So Jack Gorman, the Presbyterian College second baseman out of Memphis, Tennessee. He's got 31 hits, 23 RBIs. One gone. Batting a 231. Also has four home runs as well, which leads the team. One down. And outside for a ball. So the game back on July the 17th. It was an off day for everybody else, but the Mallards and the Dockspiders played And the Dock Spiders, they won that game 4-3. In the top of the ninth inning, it was a solo shot for Gorman on the first pitch, which brought them in front. So that's where Jack Gorman can do to you, and that's where he got his fourth home run. The count runs at 2-0. One gone. Hansovitz sets high. The two-ball count and a swing and a high fly ball into right field. Looking to chase it down and making the grab in time is Chris Conniff. So Conniff does his job. And two gone. So pop out to second. Two down, and Travis Strickler, he'll step in now. He went one for four yesterday with a run. And, well, Ansovitz's first delivery paints the zone with a strike. And that one won. And a fastball at 90. Yesterday, in the first three innings, the Raptors went 9 up and 9 down. So they've been stellar on the defensive side recently. The 0-1 outside at a ball. A ball, a strike, two gone. Hansovitz struck out Cooney. Gorman popped out. So Strickler, the Glendale, Arizona native, 17 RBIs for him. He'll see the 1-1 and fly at left side. 1-2. So ball, two strikes, and two down. Count runs at 1-2. Hansovitz, the 1-2 home, and sweeps low in the dirt, 2-2. Off-speed pitch there at 82. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Two straight outs for the Raptors. Hansovitz with a strikeout, looking to make it two. And the 2-2 to Strickler, and a swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second in the right field, and a base hit for Travis Strickler. And the first hit of the day for either side belongs to Strickler. So Paul Smith, the DH, and the Rice Owl. He's got 13 hits, 4 RBIs. So Strickler leading the team in batting average. You can see why, as he puts himself at first. Smith, yesterday went 1-for-4. He had a strikeout. Hansovitz sets high and delivers. Up and out of the zone, 1-0. So 1-0 count with two gone. At first, Dan Strickler. Hansovitz on the first base side of the slab. Serves high in a ball. So a two-ball count. With two gone. 15 runs for Smith. He was the catcher yesterday. Strickler on his way to second. The throw from Smigalski is not in time. As at second is Travis Strickler. And rightfully so. I mean, he's a guy that leads the team in stolen bases. That's his 16th of the season. A three-ball count. One away. One ball here puts runners at first and second, and there's already one in scoring position. The 3-0 to Smith, and fouls it backside. So Hansovitz grabs a strike off of him. So Smith has got a home run this season. And batting in the cleanup spot. At second is Strickler. Had a base hit in the right field and stole to put himself in scoring position. And another pitch right down the plate, though. Hansovitz gets him on a fastball and works back in this count. And the count runs full. Two down. Three balls, two strikes here at top of the first. He now likes to pitch. He'll look over at second. The right-hander sets the payoff and fouled left side. Raptors today in their white tops, which we've seen all season long at home. Raptors maroon logo on the front, the moon numbers on the back, and they have their black leggings, so very standard for them. Dock Spiders in their blue teal tops with the gold Fondi logo running across the front of the jersey. And then the gold numbers on the back. They have the gray leggings as well. So here we go once more. The payoff to Smith. And inside for ball four. So the first walk of the game for Paul Smith. He puts himself at first. Strickler at second. As Kelson Johnson bats a 321. Out of St. Petersburg College. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday. From Lithia, Florida. So he's behind the plate, a catcher. So the right-hander, three RBIs, runners at first and second. You have Smith at first, Strickler at second. Antrovitz sets high and throws, and it's a ball up and away on a fastball at 87, 1-0. So the catcher, Kelson Johnson, fifth in the order. He'll see the 1-0 and a swing and a ball that just lifts above the field manager and third base coach, Doug Coe. 1-1. So assistant coach Joe Morris at first. Doug Coe at third. Count runs at one apiece. Looking at second is Antrovitz. On the third base side, the first base side of the rubber, he sets high in a 1-1 up above the zone. 2-1. Two balls a strike, two gone. It was back-to-back outs, but Strickler and Smith both got on base. 2-1 at a fastball, pushes up and in. 3-1. So right now, Johnson gets walked with already two outs. It would be three players in a row reaching base. That would put the bases juiced with Berrigan up on deck. The 3-1. Up high for ball four. So Johnson now to first. Smith to second. Travis Strickler to third. As Brian Dyer, pitching coach for the Rafters, leaving the dugout. And so is this entire infield here on the mound. Drew Berrigan really struggled, though, at the plate. A guy that bats a 155. Didn't appear in the lineup yesterday. Out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical and the freshman from Trabuco Canyon. Seven RBIs. So a chance here for the Dock Spiders to strike first after it was two straight outs. Antrovitz had a good start. His first three pitchers were strikes as he sent Cooney down. So Berrigan will see the first delivery and a swing and a ground ball that goes in between second and third. Pass to Gotti. A run scores in Strickler as the Dock Spiders strike first. They lead 1-0. So a one-run RBI single. And this brings up Seth Sweetchick. So runners once more and the bases loaded. You have Berrigan at first, Johnson at second, and Paul Smith at third. Seth Sweetchick, and also a 155 batter with 11 RBIs, and sees a ball out and away in a 1-0 count. Two gone. So two hits for the Dock Spiders. Sweetchick batting in the seven spot. Went 2-for-3 yesterday. He had a good day. As he hits a high fly ball, pops out right side and out of play. So Sweetchick, the Melbourne Australian native, and the University of Nevada, Reno, so he's part of the Wolfpack in the Mountain West Conference. And the 1-1 to Sweetchick and a curveball high in the zone, 2-1. So Berrigan brings home Strickler, who started off with a base hit. The 2-1 to Sweetchick. Fastball just outside of the zone, 3-1. That just came outside of the right corner. 16 hits in total for Zwiecik. He's got a home run as well. The 3-1 home. Swinging a high fly ball into left field. Gallison tracks it down and makes an easy grab, but the Dockspiders grab a run. They lead 1-0, and we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first inning, a 1-0 lead for the Dockspiders as Drew Berrigan had a one-run RBI single to bring home Strickler. So Dockspiders with two hits. Rafters have a chance to respond here as Ty Johnson, the DH, 51 hits on 183 at-bats. He bats a 279, so a Flower Mound, Texas native and headed to Baylor next season. So he's excited about his next trip into the Power Five. So a Baylor Bear coming up in the fall. He went 1-for-4 yesterday with a run and had a walk and two strikeouts. Leads the team in at-bats, hits, runs, and walks. I mean, given he's had the most at-bats the entire season, he's been here from the jump. So on the mound for Fond du Lac, Sebastian Guzman out of Washington University in St. Louis. And so the right-hander from Garden Grove, California, paints the zone with a strike this time. But he's appeared in 9 games with a 1-4 record. He won versus Rockford, but lost versus Green Bay, Traverse City, the Rafters, and Wausau. As he'll set in the 0-1 to Johnson, and a check swing, but just clips the zone, 0-2. 45 and a third innings of work. He's allowed 51 hits, surrendered 26 runs, and has walked 21 batters. But he struck out 23 times as the 0-2 and a swing and a ground ball to Zwiecik away from the bag at first, scoops it up and runs over to first to tag it in time. One down. So Jorge Degatti, who had a big day last night, 2-for-5 with a double and an RBI. So leading the team in batting average with a 321. 36 hits in total, 14 runs. He's got 12 RBIs. And one gone. Has a swing and a high fly ball that's popped up into shallow right as Gorman looks under it and makes the grab. Two down, so just like the Dockspiders did in the, well, just like the Rafters did in the first, they go out two straight outs. So Brendan Bobo recorded his 9th home run of the season last night, belted a shot into center that bounced off the wall. So Bobo also leads the team in RBIs with 33. As he'll see First offering down low for a ball. That ninth home run of his is tied for fourth in Northwoods League, right in the Northwoods League right now. Two gone, and the 1-0 from Guzman paints inside of the zone. Bobo had to back away. He's also struck out 39 times, which leads the team. But nonetheless, a Northwoods League All-Star, a 241 batter. And the third delivery, low of the zone, and a ball, 2-1. So a ground out to first, a pop out to second. The 2-1 to Bobo, down the plate in a strike. And he got him at a fastball, 2-2. The count ends at 2-2. Deuces run across the board here, bottom of the first. A 1-0 lead for the Dock Spiders. They're 2-2. Bobo pops it up into center. As running after it is Drew Berrigan to make the grab, the shortstop. So we head to the top of the second inning. A 3-up and 3-down for the Dock Spiders. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the second inning we go as a 1-0 lead for the Dock Spiders are getting it done on the defensive side as well. It was three straight outs offensively for the Rafters, so Johnny Antrovitz, he'll face Graydon West as he lines his out right field side and in foul territory. So top of the first you had a base hit with two down. And then you had a walk from Smith, a walk from Johnson, and then Drew Berrigan with a one-run RBI single to bring home Strickler. So Antrovitz with a strikeout. He sets the 0-1 to West and just grazes the zone on the left side, 0-2. And a breaking ball at 76. No balls, two strikes. Antrovitz turns, winds, and fires. And another breaking ball that just goes up and above the zone at a ball, 1-2. So 1-2 count. Two hits for the Dock Spiners from Berrigan and Strickler. And the 1-2 to West. And digs it out of play, left field side. The count runs at 1-2. Rafters face an early deficit, just like they did in game two last time the Dock Spiders played in that series against the Rafters. Rafters were down 1-0, but it was different because in the bottom of the first, they responded with three runs. Fond du Lac likes to get in those low-scoring games, and when that happens, Rafters tend to not win those games. A 2-2 and a swing and a ground ball over to Degatti at third, scoops it up and the throw to across the diamond and is on time. So a ground out to third, and this brings up Parker Knoll making his debut for the Dockspiders out of Lawrence University from Appleton, Wisconsin. So Knoll, the right fielder, seeing his first at bat and batting in the nine hole. One gone. Antrovitz will turn. The first serve to Knoll, and he fouls it topside. 0-1. A 0-1 count with one gone, a ground out to third. Antrovitz will look in. He's got a strikeout. Fires the 0-1. And just low of the zone below the left side, 1-1. So Connor Cooney on deck. So the 1-1 foul backside. 1-2. So this would be the entire way through the order and the first of the order for the Dockspiders. Johnny Antrovitz started off with a strikeout. His first three pitches were strikes. And then he got a pop out, which was the put out from Conniff. The 1-2 outside in the ball, 2-2. But yeah, I mean, when there was two outs, you felt, okay, they were just going to get that third. But Strickler gets a base hit, and then just slowly after there, two straight walks, and then Berrigan follows it up with an RBI in the left field. The fifth offering to Knoll, and fouls it right side. 2-2 once more. Two ball, two strikes. Two away here, top of the second. Johnny Antrovitz for Notre Dame. He made 11 appearances for them. Started in every game. So he's used to a starting role in the collegiate level. Where he has the 2-2 and a swing and a line drive that pulls in the right center field. On his way to second is Knoll. The throw from Lordoy as Knoll retreats back to first, was halfway to second. Lordoy was on top of it. But Parker Knoll starts off his campaign for the Dockspiders with a base hit. That's the third hit for Fond du Lac. Looking a lot better than they did yesterday at this point of the game. Cooney struck out swinging. Was the victim of the only strikeout for Antrovitz. One gone. Swing and a miss. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Or one down. And the throw over to first. Knoll is there. Cooney struck out. A leadoff center fielder who's done a great job this season for the Dockspiders. Has been one of their reliable guys. Been there the entire season. And the second delivery in for a ball. 1-1. Antrovitz checks and looks over at first. On the first base side of the mound. And now he'll throw there now. Parker Knoll pulled it into right center field. As Lordoy was on top of it, though. Knoll took a sharp turn to second. And Antrovitz paints his own with a strike, 1-2. A 1-2 count with one gone. A ball, two strikes. The 1-2 to Cooney. Paints outside and goes away, 2-2. From Nawant, Colorado, the College of Holy Cross, which is in Massachusetts, so he's been around. At first is Knoll with a base hit and picking off attempts. His answer it's to Broussard. 2-2. Null now jab steps to his left, trying to fake out Ancerovitz. He's got a big lead off there. And the fifth delivery and a ground ball over to Conniff. Null on his way to second. He gets thrown out there. And the throw from Brewer back to first. As just getting there in time. Cooney gets there on a fielder's choice. But nonetheless, two down. So Gorman popped out to second. His first time up. Conniff did his job to throw to second. Brewer stepped on and made the relay to first. But Cooney putting on the wheels and just getting there in the nick of time. One gone. Two gone. One away. Ancerovitz kicks high, winds and serves. And lowered the zone and brushes the dirt. 1-0. A 1-0 count. Two down. And looks over at first to Cooney. Connor Cooney's got 8 stolen bases this season. Top of the second. Ancerovitz sets high and fires. And a swing and a line drive into right field. Bobo looks after it, dives and makes the grab. Brendan Bobo extends out and makes an excellent play into right field. If that dropped, surely a run was getting to third, but Rafters do well on the defensive side. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0, Fond du Lac leads.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise a blend of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 86, winds out of the northwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 58, tonight partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow slight chance for scattered storms, high temperatures reach up to 88. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So 1-2-3 inning for Fond du Lac in the bottom of the first. Raptors will have a chance to do better here as Orlando Lordoy will step in. Out of Benedictine University at Mesa. So Lordoy, it's his turn to step in. That's a 261, 6 hits, 4 RBIs for him. So the Panamanian, who went 0 for 4 yesterday, but had that sac fly RBI to bring a runner in. So a ground out to first and 2 pop outs as Guzman goes to work. And throws low at a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count. Tox Spiner's already doing better on the defensive side. Rafters have to pick it up. And Guzman paints the zone up and just on the right corner. What an off-speed pitch of 76, 1-1. Broussard on deck. The 1-1 to Lordoy as it goes in for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Rafters no hits yet. We've only played one inning. A 2-1, and Lordoy swings fast, but sees a strike. 2-2. So Guzman there with a fastball. Well, Dwight's first game was against Kalamazoo back on July the 16th. As he's swinging a drop third strike, Johnson comes out and throws to first. As a strikeout to a put out there. And Lordoy goes down. A one out. So Garrett Broussard, a 217 batter. 35 hits on 161 at-bats. He's got 13 RBIs. Was 1-for-3 last night with a run. Was walked twice. So did a good job of being disciplined at the plate. And Guzman sets and delivers outside at a ball 1-0. Guzman's had a good command to him. He's been getting up in counts. Has been forcing, you know, Rafter players to hit tough pitches. And the 1-1, a swing and a ground ball to West at third, and charges it to throw to first. He gets Broussard and two down. So Anthony Gallison, a 263 batter, 31 hits, 13 RBIs. So the Coastal Carolina product making his first appearance this series. And the first delivery outside. 1-0. No 1-0 count, two gone. And Guzman sets in and serves. It's a strike, 1-1. A ball strike. Count runs at one apiece. Guzman, the third delivery up and high. And a ball 2-1. Two balls a strike. Sebastian Guzman, last time against the Raptors was back on June the 23rd. So Gallison hits a high fly ball that's trailing in the center field. Cooney walks under it and makes the easy catch for the third out. So six up and six down. The Oxbiters have gone. They've shut out the Raptors so far. We head to the top of the third. 1-0. Fond du Lac leads.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Jack Bockmore will step on the mound for the Raptors, the University of Lynchburg product, and the senior from Alexandria, Virginia. He's had four games, appeared in with a 1-0 record. He's had a save as well. He's allowed three hits, a run, and six strikeouts for a 1.5 ERA. So he's got a really good command to him. He throws a lot of fastballs, works in with the curves and sliders at times, but he works very fast. He does not take that much time in between pitches and delivers a fastball this time that clips the zone on Strickler. 0-1. So Strickler got a base hit in the right field last time up, the only Dock Spider to score. As the 0-1 out and away and a ball, 1-1. So ball strike, and then Bachmore sets in as Strickler didn't even look to be ready. And nonetheless comes in for a ball. 2-1. And two balls, a strike, down low, and a ball this time, 3-1. 3-1 count, and paints the zone. Strickler was on his way to first, and we'll see the second strike. The full count delivery, Strickler swings hard, but just nicks it back. So Johnny Ansaritz went two innings, 48 pitches, allowed three hits, a run, two walks, and a strikeout. And there's the fourth ball way outside. As Strickler, second time he's reached base. And now the DH, Paul Smith, who walked his first time up. So Bachmore, the left-hander, sitting on the third base side of the rubber at first. Is Strickler. He checks off over there now. So Strickler did a good job of, you know, stealing second. And the throw in for a strike, 0-1. First time up, he stole second, and that eventually put him home as he got a one-run RBI single from Berrigan. The 0-1 to Smith. Out and high and away at a ball 1-1. So already three walks between the two Rafter pitchers. At first is Strickler and gets back there now as looking to pick him off was Bachmore. But three hits, though. They've had a hit from Strickler, Berrigan, and Knoll. On the 1-1 to Smith, he swings fast and sees a strike. 1-2. So ball, two strikes. Bachmore looking for his first strikeout. The 1-2 to Smith, and Strickler on his way to second. And will now have to retreat back. So if Bachmore didn't already know that he was looking to steal, definitely he does now. Bachmore has his eyes on first. Looks the 1-2. Lower the zone at a ball 2-2. At first, Travis Strickler, Paul Smith, the Rice Owl, was disciplined at the plate. He saw a walk as he belts his left side. It goes near the bullpen of the Rafters out of play. So good contact there from Smith. Three hits for Fond du Lac. They've had a good start on the offensive side, the 2-2 and a swing and a weak ground ball. Bachmore looks to charge after it. Coming after it is Broussard. Underhands it to Bachmore, but doesn't get it in time. So Paul Smith gets to first. At second is Strickler. And there's a hit for the Knox Spiders. A slow bouncer. Bachmore charged it, and then Broussard went after it. So Bachmore was on his way to first to look to tag. Broussard came out, underhanded it, but it wasn't in time. So runners at first and second, Kelson Johnson, who's walked his first time up at the plate. One in scoring position. Runners at first and second. Doc Spider is threatening here in the third. Bachmore the serve and a swing and a miss for Johnson. Fond du Lac up to four hits. Johnson will see the 0-1 and brushes in the dirt. And 1-1. The count runs at one apiece. A ball and a strike. A 1-1 to Johnson and fouls it near the dugout. It's Coach Orlando Rodriguez down there to catch it. Ball, two strikes. The 1-2 to Johnson and fouls this back behind home plate. Goes, hits the underneath part of the bat. Johnson, a 321 batter, 9 hits, 3 RBIs. He leads the team in batting average. And the 1-2 paints the zone for strike 3. Johnson goes down. That's the first strikeout of Bachmore's day. And now Drew Berrigan, who had a one-run RBI single to bring Strickler home in the first, is now up. So a boost of confidence there for Bachmore. He needed that. And he gave up a walk and a hit. He looks at second, works in a fastball, swing and a miss. Berrigan went after that a little bit up above the zone. 0-1. Berrigan's had a good day, a 155 batter, though. He'll see the 0-1. And then once more, Bachmore works in for a strike, 0-2. You have Sweet Chick up on deck. 7 RBIs, including today, which makes it 8 for Berrigan on the season. The 0-2, fouled right side. The 0-2. 9 runs in total as well, with a home run. One down. Looking at second, he serves the 0-2 to Berrigan, who check swings and sees a ball low the right corner. So ball 2, strikeout. One gone, a strikeout looking from Johnson. Bachmore on the verge of again, as on his way to third, the throw from Smigelski dropped in the glove for Degani. On his way to second now is Smith. So Strickler to third, Smith to second, 2 in scoring position. So the second time Strickler has stolen base and has been successful. And Bachmore turns, winds, a 2-2 home, and a line drive that just drifts out left side near the third base line. Fortunate to see that go foul. So now you have Smith at second, Strickler at third, and the 2-2 pops out near the backtrack. The 1 gone. The 2-2. And a check swing inside. Smigelski did say, and well, first base umpire said he did fully come across. So 2 down. And he strikes out Berrigan. So that Sweet Chick flew out to left. All plate umpire today, Matt Beaver, the crew chief at first base, Paul Hess, and at third base, Jeremy Gaskin. So 2 gone now, 1 away. And Bachmore back-to-back strikeouts. A Sweet Chick hits a high fly ball into right field, drifting into the glove of Bobo. So Dock Spiders get runners on second and third, but it doesn't matter. No run score. We head to the bottom of the third. 1-0, Fond du Lac leads.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning. 1-0 lead for the Knox Spiders. They got a run in the top of the first. Rafters have been held scoreless for two. They've also been at the victim of six straight outs. Fond du Lac has gone six up and six down. So Rafters looking to change that this time. It's been two ground outs, two pop outs, a strikeout to a put out, and a fly out as well. So Chris Conniff out of Wagner College and a 250 batter, 35 hits. He also batted a 250 last season as well. 23 RBIs. So Sebastian Guzman back on the mound once more. He's got one strikeout. He'll look in on Conniff. The first delivery just high of the zone and a ball 1-0. Rafters, no hits. Knox Spiders with four of them. And Guzman, a low moving ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. Guzman turns, sets, and serves. And Conniff, a line drive into right field. Having trouble getting his footing was Noel. Lost it. And Conniff with a base hit. So lost his footing there. He looked like he slipped. Was Parker Noel. Possibly could have gotten to that ball. But Aiden Brewer now will step up. So Conniff with a base hit. And brings the first hit of the game for the Rafters. So Brewer, a 125 batter. One hit on eight at-bats. So returning Rafter, a 190 batter last season. And setting in is Guzman. He delivers outside and a ball 1-0. A 1-0 count. Brewer yesterday 0 for 3 and a run and a swing and a ground ball over to Berrigan at short. The throw to second and the throw back to first, and he gets the double play. So Berrigan to Gorman to Sweetchick, a 6-4-3 double play. As Brewer goes down and David Smigelski is due up. Smigelski is now up. So out of LaGrange College, it's his birthday as well. Two down. And batting a 167 out of LaGrange College from Canton, Georgia. And down the plate in four strike, 0-1. So the LaGrange College product, and we'll see in. He wasn't in the lineup yesterday. A swing and a bouncer over to Berrigan at short and has all the time in the world and throws low to make a scooping catch, a sweet chick for the third out. So the Knox Spiders, they go 9 up and 9 down regardless of giving up a hit. So we head to the top of the fourth. They lead 1-0 on WFH.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org.